from the Malbim. Absolutely beautiful. Now the Malbim, when he go through a piece in the Torah, he's saying Ivrit, lo tzarich hanachot. He does not need any reductions, any discounts. Anything he does is not a leap of faith. He takes chidushim directly from the pasuk. There's a very, very beautiful diyukim he makes in this week's parasha, and it opens up to us exactly the extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in order to ensure that the Mitzrayim got the message of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how he runs the world. If you look in Perek Tes, the Makor Borod, so this is on Perek Tes, Posuk Yud Gimel. Perek Tes, Posuk Yud Gimel. V'yoyim HaShem HaMoshe HaShkan HaBoikim V'syasif Nei Pari V'mata Elov Koyim HaShem L'Kevrim. Sorry, bear with me. Perek Tes. Yeah, Posuk Yud Gimel. Tell Paro to tell Klaus to allow Klaus to leave Mitzrayim. Posuk Yud Dalet. Ki b'pam hazois, on this time, in this occasion, ani shaleach is kol magufoisa libcho ba'avodcho ba'mecho ba'avoteida ke'ein k'moini b'chol oretz. At this occasion, they will know that ein k'moini b'chol oretz. So Malbim, by the way, points out that there's are three sets of the way that the makos are split up. Tatzach, adash, v'achav. There are three sets. And the first set, he explains, is to show that there is Metzias Hashem, okay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a thing as a reality of God. The second set was to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the world. Not only is there an existence of Him, but He controls the world. And the third group is, like it says over here, is Ke'en Kamoini, that there is nobody else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. In other words, there isn't a partnership, there isn't a power sharing system between the gods. Ein Kamoini, I am the only one. So in this particular plague, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to identify with the idea of Ke'en Kamoini B'chol Oretz, I am the only one who actually controls, there's nobody else but me. And then he discusses, and with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him, tell Pari the following thing that I'm going to send, Borod. Now, there are a few hailstones. Now, there are a few very, very interesting diyukim in this week's, in that particular parasha. Listen to this carefully. The Pasuk said, if you oidchel misal ba'ami, if you don't allow them to go, Pasuk is ches, hinni mamtir ke'eis mochor borod kovid mo'oid. Ke'eis mochor says a medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu put a line in the wall. And he said, at exactly this moment tomorrow, ke'eis mocho, exactly at this moment tomorrow, bidiyuk, to the second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring borod kovid mo'oid, ashlehoi k'moy mitzrayim l'bana yoyim hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring tomorrow, look at your watches, fix your watch, stopwatch, exactly 24 hours today, exactly at this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the makah borod. Okay? And I said, just by the way, peace of ice, take any animals. Yeah? Right? Okay. So the Pasuk said it didn't. We'll discuss it if we have time at the end. Why they didn't? Fine. Then the Pasuk, and look at this. And it says, V'yom HaShem HaMoshe. Now this is the manifestation of this threat. Yeah? In Pasuk, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chopes, V'yom HaShem HaMoshe, and Tei Seot Chayel Al Shemaim. V'yihi Borod B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Al Odo V'al Behema V'chol Eretz V'sol Eretz Mitzrayim. Borod will cover everything. So Moshe did that. V'yet Moshe smateyu al Hashemayim, and Moshe stretched out his hand on Shemayim. V'Hashem nosan, Hashem nosan. Listen to the word carefully. Hashem nosan, Hashem gave. Koilois uborod. Koilois means the sounds. Borod means the hailstones. V'tihalach eish arzo, and the fire came to the ground. So the Pasuk really says that, correct? The Pasuk says that. Okay, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it rain, koilos borod, and it hit the ground. Says the Pasuk again, v'yamta Hashem borod al Eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it rain, borod al Eretz Mitzrayim. What is that necessity to repeat that? It already says very clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan, koilos borod, talech eish arzo. Why does it say again, v'yamta Hashem borod al Eretz Mitzrayim? Why is it necessary to repeat that? Fair enough? Why is it necessary to repeat that? Carries on the next Pasuk, and it says, Vayhi borod ve'esh misakach v'toicha borod, kovid ma'oid. It already says the previous Pasuk, that there was borod and there was esh. Why does it say, Vayhi borod ve'esh mitlakach v'tzoricha borod. It already says there's borod on eish. Why did we repeat that as well? What's necessary to do that as well? And then it says in pasuk chofei again a repetition. Vayach haborod v'chareres mitzrayim, and a borod hit eretz mitzrayim. It already says it hit it. And then it says v'skol eish v'asode hiko haborod. And again, why is it necessary to have again hikka hikka? It already says this. So listen to this incredibly beautiful piece of the Malbim. And he expresses as follows, describes it this. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, as we discussed beforehand, he says, Ke'es mochor, exactly tomorrow there's going to be, at this moment, Borod are going to start. Now, these people are crazy. These people in Mitzrayim are crazy. They want to do anything possible to dismiss Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show, Ein Kamoini B'chol HaOretz, I am in perfect control to ensure that anything I want to get the message across will come across. However many nisim it will take for it to happen, it will happen. So this was an extremely complicated makkah. Why? Because here we deal with opposite forces of nature. And I'm not even talking about the fire and the water over here. I'm not even talking about that. That's a tremendous thing. Normally fire and water, ever stronger, overcomes the other one. If fire is stronger than the water, then it will boil off the water. If the water is stronger than the fire, it will knock out the fire. Here there's water and fire together. That's nothing. That's nothing. But listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu that exactly tomorrow is going to happen. Now, what happens over here is an incredible phenomena. Normally what happens in a thunderstorm is that the rubbing together, the friction of the clouds, yes, creates a sound and lightning. Now what happens first? The sound or the lightning? What happens first? Up there. What happens first? No, the sound happens first. The sound happens first. When they come together, they crash together and there's a sound. And causes that friction causes a lightning. Yes, absolutely.
According to my physics lesson 40 years ago, the electricity charge mounts up.
Yes.
There's an explosion.
Yes.
Right? So the light.
That explosion, the sound comes first.
That creates a vacuum. And the vacuum, lightning causes the sound. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. It's no. He says it over here. Fine. Okay. Let's explain the way he says it over here. Okay. Whatever it is, there is a certain. There's a sound, and there's the sound is of the whatever the friction, and there's a light. Even if it is as the way you're describing it, which I'm not disagreeing at all, if that's a fact, that the time distance is very, very, very small. In other words, that thing causes a sound immediately.
Simultaneous.
Now, however, as we know, you know. The amount of time it takes for you to have the lightning afterwards you hear the rumble of the thunder. Why is that? It took place at the same time. Very simple, because light travels much, much, much faster than sound. In fact, sound travels about 760, 770 miles per hour, right? And light travels 186,000 miles per hour. Miles per second, which means the amount of time it takes for the light of the sun to reach Earth is over 8 minutes. It's over 8 minutes, right? Which means that there is a conflict over here of the sound and light reaching Earth at the same time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mitzrayim, Borod is going to start exactly at this time. If Borod starts with a flash, and no Borod comes down at that time, it takes a time for it to come down, sounds to... for us to hear it, and then the Borod to come down from the heaven, then Borod has begun at that moment. In other words, the phenomena of Borod has begun without it actually coming down to earth at that time. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in control. If that is the case, if he promises that moment Borod is going to start, Borod has to start in its entire phenomena down at this earth at this moment. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has a situation where light and sound, in the amount of time it takes, is going to have a conflict. So what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? HaKodesh Baruch Hu made a nes. That the Borod hit the ground at the speed of light. board hit the ground at the speed of light. Which means it's like a bullet. You know, a bullet. You know how fast a bullet goes, David? You're a clever guy, physics class. How much faster does a bullet go? A bullet goes. How fast does a bullet go? A bullet goes on a particular good rifle. A bullet goes 1,200 meters per second. 1,200 meters per second. That is the top rifle, right? Now, light. Yeah. Is 299,792,458 meters per second, right? So in other words, yes, okay. So you're dealing here. So therefore, let's say this was like bullets coming down from Shemayim, much faster than bullets, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu had to make it at the same time. Let's see how this fits into the pasuk. This is what's happening here. So the pasuk says, "Ke'es, tomorrow is going to come at the same time, right?" Says the pasuk, "Hini mamti ke'es mochabor kovid moed." Actually, you've never had such a situation where you have borod coming down like this. This is outstanding. Says the pasuk. Why? Hashem gave the sound and the borod, and the light came after, or at the same time of, everything else. That was an incredible nes that Kodesh Baruch Hu needed in order to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is not a liar. When I say something happened, it will happen. So what came first? Koilos, Borod, and then Eish. Or, certainly not Eish before the Koilos and the Borod. Fair enough? Fair enough? That's what it says. So that's when it says Nosan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He made a nace there that has never ever happened before. However, after that thing happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to continue that nace. Once the process has begun, it's unnecessary to continue giving over that message. Says a pasuk after that, Vayamter Hashem Borod Al Eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it just rain, continue like it normally rains, of raining from Shemayim. And in that case, the sound and the light could be in a normal situation. And it also reiterates that. After that time, after that tremendous nace that happened, it came together. In other words, this was normal situation of sound and sound, which light which is followed by sound. But there's a new phenomena that was a tremendous nace, that there was borod and eish inside together, that they were contained one within the other.
So you're saying initially it wasn't like that? The borod and the eish was not?
No.
When it first came down?
First time it wasn't like that. Then later on it came like that, it worked together. And that's why it says, the pasuk later on, the repetition. People were waiting, let's hear the sound, and I ran inside. As soon as I hear the thunder, as soon as I hear see the lightning, I run inside. It'll take me a few seconds for the borod to come and hit me. Not so fast. Yeah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this nace that the borod came down at the speed of light. People outside, Odom HaBehema, were killed instantaneously. Because it's such a powerful force, like a bullet coming down. If you drop a coin on top of Empire State Building, imagine what force this is coming down, shooting down from Shemayim. There wasn't a chance. Odom HaBehema were all killed by the initial attack of the borod that came down at the speed of light. Says the pasuk later on, everything else was destroyed by the normal borod that came following that. That was there just to destroy the thing. So this is what you're talking about over here. An incredible nesa happened. It's Chaval, the Malbim. And he discussed later on, that's why it discusses later on, that first a koile stopped, then this. I haven't got time for that. Ayin Shom itself. I just want to tell you, just finish off with a phenomenal idea that I saw from Rabbi Tversky, from Dr. Tversky. He says that, here we're talking about people who the Yirei Shemayim took the animals inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns them through Moshe Rabbeinu, who's proved himself 7 times to be absolutely accurate, that if you don't listen to me, you're in a lot of trouble. If you want to risk your ruchnius. Here we're asking you a very simple thing. Take your animals inside. Believe me, you're in trouble. Moshe's a doomsayer. Okay, it's not, but he's right. He's proved himself 7 times. So Hayori Dvar Hashem, a person who had the Yirei Shemayim, took his animals inside. Why Yirei Dvar Hashem? The person's not the biggest idiot, took his animals inside. Why just be Yirei Shemayim for that? The Teretz is, he says, an incredible thing. Because earlier on in the Torah, the Pasuk says, when you talk about Deber, he says, HaKadosh Baruch, most Paris thought that from Klal Yisrael nothing died. Vayichazik lev Pari, and Pari's heart became stronger. Nothing died from Klal Yisrael's behemoths, which was a tremendous nace. Only the Mitzrayim behemoths died. Vayichazik lev Pari, and his heart becomes stronger. On the contrary, his heart should become weaker. The answer is, he says, that is human nature. When two people have an argument, they may be giving logical arguments one with the other. All of a sudden, one gives an incredible proof against the other one. It's very, very difficult for the other person to take that and walk away and say, you know what, you're right. They will come up with the most absurd ideas. You know, somebody says, you're watching a game of chess. Everything's going well. All of a sudden, the guy's about to be checkmate. What's the natural thing to do? You toss the board.
Suicide.
Wait, 5 more seconds. He'll move in and show you checkmate. No, it's much easier to look like an animal and toss the board than to say, you know what, you won. Well done. Because that's human nature. Paro sees that Klal Yisrael is absolutely protected from the Makkah Dever, only Mitzrayim have been afflicted. What's the response? By Chabad Slave Paro. His heart becomes even stronger. I'm sure not going to let them out now. That is human nature, becomes even more absurd. Here, Vayorid Bash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take your animals inside for your sake, forget about. And just, no! No, I'm going to keep them out. Moshe said he could take them in. I'm going to keep them outside. I can lose your money. Doesn't matter. I'm going to show Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. Only a person with the Yiras Shamayim has an ability to overcome his silly human instincts. And that's this sixth parasha. This sixth parasha is incredible nace HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Borod. How in control HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And how a person has still the ability to stand up and say, I'm not letting them out. I'm still sticking to my guns. Shkoyach, have a good day.